ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। इफ सेंसुअल प्लेजर इज द एम ऑफ सम इंडिविजुअल एज जनरली इट इज, देन दिस ह्यूमन बॉडी इज ऑलमोस्ट वर्थलेस, इट इज यूजलेस। इफ सीन फ्रॉम दैट एंगल then you will find this human body as a factory producing all the time dirty things, all the time urine, feces, and all that dirt is going out every moment through the nostrils, through saliva, through the ears, sweating through the skin. So much dirt is being produced, filthy things, every time. It is a factory for producing nothing but filth. When the aim is only pleasures of the senses, it is useless. When many animals die, their dead body is of value. This human body is not of any value after death. It creates problems. Hide of many animals is used in making many things, shoes and many things. The value of many animals after death is very great. For example, when there is tusk, the tusk of the elephants. So from that angle, this human body is of no use. But from another angle, this is the most precious boon of the divine in this universe. The most important temple where alone God is experienced. Only human body is that place. No other body of no other creature. Truth is found only in this human body, in no other body. This long journey of the evolution of soul from times immemorial comes to its conclusion only in this body. The individuality finds totality, merges into it, or rather finds out through experience that it was always one. There was only the illusion of separateness. It goes away. And there remains nothing but happiness and love. Therefore, the souls who have got this human body have great responsibility upon them to use it for the purpose it is meant, not to misuse it. The only aim of human life is one: experiencing God in human body. That is the only aim. Because this human body alone is meant for it. No other body is meant for it. God, the infinite, universal, unborn energy, consciousness, wisdom, is experienced only in the human body. Even gods aspire to have the human body. Gods are the repositories of powers of nature, and they have a duration that goes on changing. But they are so much engrossed in certain enjoyments that they are unable to experience the final truth in that body. I am saying about gods, not God. God is the perfection, the aim. So we have to use it, not to misuse it. The five senses which you have got have their purpose. They should behave controlled by discrimination. If the senses are given freedom, then the end is nothing but misery. Take any sense. You can take eyes. Eyes are meant to see. But then people go on seeing. London by night, or Frankfurt by night. This is a misuse of the eyes. But to see there, London by night, or Frankfurt by night, or New York by night, what to see there? There is already night inside. Darkness is there. And so far darkness is there inside. Ignorance is there. The eyes will see nothing but ignorance. What is there? Heaps of flesh and blood. Nothing is there to be seen. Just an example I have given. Far, far better things are there. There is nothing wrong in physical beauty also. Because that beauty has come from nowhere but from the divine. Every nice thing has come from God. Physical beauty also has come from there. So to see the divine in the physical beauty is to use the eyes. And to see the physical beauty from the point of view of enjoyment is to misuse the eyes. In the same way, all the senses, the sense of touch, the sense of hearing, and of course the sense of eating this, relish, palate, very important. So these senses should have a control over them by discrimination. And from where does discrimination come? Discrimination means the faculty to decide what is right, what is wrong. Discrimination comes from God, divine. So remembering God, if we use our mind and then use our senses, then life will be successful in every way. So to make life really successful and meaningful, this path is a must. It's not a matter of choice. This is the only path. There may be variations of practice or some teachings. They are always there. We accept them, but this is the path. And I tell you, the aim is not difficult at all. We should have faith on God. To doubt that whether we will reach or not is our own weakness and wrong understanding. As a saint has given an example, somebody invites you for lunch at his or her place. He or she invited you, you went there. Then you are requested to be on the dining table. Then plates were brought before you. And even after that, if somebody is doubting whether I will have lunch or not, is a weakness of the mind of the person. So much has already been done. There has been an invitation. You were invited, welcomed. The chair on the dining table was offered. The plates have come. You are doubting whether food will be here or not. In the same way, God has given us the human body, and then the appetite has also developed inside for wisdom, because there is absence of peace, there is agitation. And then God has sent you somewhere that there is a way. You have reached the dining table. And then the path is being opened to you. Why do you doubt? You will not have the lunch. You will not have God. Why not? Why do you doubt? So much has already been done by the host, God Himself. A human body was given. Education was given. And money was given to support the body. And then you got acquainted with somebody who says that there is a path. Everything is being explained. Even then doubting whether we will have the experience or not, on weakness. So today I try to tell you that we should stop misusing the body. So some glimpse I have given. Let us use this body. We may be of use to our own self and to the world. And we may have the fullest development, the perfection.